Hello everyone. Kernel CI has passed the test. Now, what does that really mean? If you're not familiar with the project already, Kernel CI is a system for testing the upstream Linux kernel and also for collecting results from other CI systems. And a year ago, it joined the Linux Foundation. So the first year as a member of the Linux Foundation has been quite successful for our first year. We still have all the initial founding members, member companies. They've renewed their membership, and there's, it's been some good feedback overall. We've achieved a lot of the things we wanted to do for the first year. We've started running more functional tests, and we've engaged with many other CI systems via the KCIDB project to gather results together to collect some results into a common place. We've learned more about the kernel community's needs, so basically what the kernel community expects from a project like Kernel CI. We've also improved how to maintain the project and how to have development workflows for the project itself to make it easier for new people to join in and contribute. One thing we kind of failed to do was to produce some stats about the impact that Kernel CI is having on the kernel quality. And that is something we'll hope to do better, to start doing really in 2021 with some new metrics. Now we're starting to have more results. We can use the data to actually draw a real picture of the impact of the project. Joining the Linux Foundation has had a big impact on the project, of course. So now we have an annual budget from the membership fees, which we haven't been using too much yet, but it gives us an opportunity to grow the project in new ways. We also have cloud compute resources from Google and Microsoft Azure, so we're using that to build kernels, and we'll be using it to run more tests. That has solved a lot of the bottlenecks we had before. We also identified the fact that we need to keep running tests initiated by Kernel CI itself. That's what we call the native tests. But at the same time, we need to collect results from other existing CI systems into a common database. And that's, the external ones are getting collected via KCIDB. Now we've also seen a growing number of contributors in the project from new horizons, new companies, new individuals, and that I think is a direct effect of Kernel CI being more established.